A 9mm Beretta lay on the concrete steps next to a tin of custard powder. Of Acheron and the little old lady there was no sign. On the landing, I found a door to an apartment that had been pushed open with great force, shearing both hinge pins and the chub door bolt. I quickly questioned the occupants of the flat, but they were both insensible with laughter. It seemed Acheron had told them some sort of a joke about three anteaters in a pub, and I got no sense out of either of them. One of the operatives was slowly shaking her head. "What is it now?" I asked indignantly. "Neither of the two people you describe remember you or Hades coming through their flat. All they recall is the door bursting open for no apparent reason. How do you account for this?" I thought for a moment. "Obviously, I can't. Perhaps he has control over the weak-minded. We still only have a small idea of this man's powers."
"Hmm,"
replied the operative thoughtfully. "To tell the truth, the couple did try to tell us the joke about the anteaters. We wondered about that." "It wasn't funny, was it?" "Not at all. But they seemed to think it was." I was beginning to feel angry, and didn't like the way the interview was going. I collected my thoughts and continued, arguing to myself that the sooner this was over, the better. I looked slowly round the flat, and found an open window in the bedroom. It led out onto the fire escape, and as I peered out, I could see Acheron's form running down the rusty steps four floors below. I knew I couldn't catch him, and it was then that I saw Snood. He stumbled out from behind a parked car and pointed his revolver at Hades as he dropped to the ground. At the time, I didn't understand what he was doing there.
"But you know now."
My heart sank.
"He was there for me."
I felt tears well up, and then fought them down. I was damned if I was going to start crying like a baby in front of this bunch, so I expertly turned the sniff into a cough.
"He was there because he knew what he had done," said Flanker. "He knew that by speaking Hades' name out loud he had compromised you and Tamworth. We believe he was trying to make amends. At 89 years of age he was attempting to take on a man of superior strength, resolve and intellect. He was brave. He was stupid. Did you hear anything they said?"
"Not at first. I proceeded down the fire escape and heard Snood yell out, 'Armed! Police!' and 'On the ground!' By the time I reached the second floor, Hades had convinced Snood to give up his weapon and had shot him. I fired twice from where I was. Hades stumbled slightly, but he soon recovered and sprinted for the nearest car. My car."
"What happened then?"
"I clambered down the ladder and dropped to the ground, landing badly on some trash and twisting my ankle. I looked up and saw Acheron punch in the window of my car and open the door. It didn't take him much more than a couple of seconds to tear off the steering lock and start the engine. The street was, I knew, a cul-de-sac. If Acheron wanted to escape, it would have to be through me. I hobbled out into the middle of the road and waited. I started firing as soon as he pulled away from the curb. All my shots hit their mark, two in the windscreen and one in the radiator grill. The car kept accelerating and I kept firing. A wing mirror and the other headlamp shattered. The car would hit me if it carried on as it was, but I didn't really care anymore. The operation was a mess. Acheron had killed Tamworth and Snood. He'd killed countless others if I didn't give it my all. With my last shot, I hit his offside front tire and Acheron finally lost control. The car hit a parked Studebaker and turned over, bounced along on its roof, and finally teetered to a stop barely 3 feet from where I stood. It rocked unsteadily for a moment and then was still, the water from the radiator mixing with the petrol that leaked onto the road. I took another sip of water and looked at the assembled faces. They were following my every word, but the hardest part of it was yet to come. I reloaded, then pulled open the driver's door of the upturned car. I had expected Acheron to tumble out in a heap, but Hades, not for the first time that night, had failed to live up to expectations. The car was empty.
"Did you see him escape?"
"No. I was just pondering this when I heard a familiar voice behind me. It was Bucket. He had returned."
"Where is he?"
Bucket yelled. "I don't know,"
I stammered in reply, checking the back of the car.
He was here.
Stay here, shouted Bucket. I'm going to check around the front. I was glad to be given orders and spared the burden of initiative, but as Bucket turned to leave, he shimmered slightly, and I knew something was wrong. Without hesitating, I shot Bucket in the back 3 times. He collapsed in a heap.
You shot another operative? Said one of the SO1 crowd with an incredulous tone. In the back?
I ignored her.
Only it wasn't Bucket, of course. The figure that picked itself up from the road to face me was Acheron. He rubbed his back where I'd hit him and smiled benignly.
That wasn't very sporting, he said with a smile. I'm not here for the sport, I assured him. One of the SO1 officers interrupted me. You seem to shoot a lot of people in the back next. Point-blank range with fluted slugs, and he survived. I'm sorry, this is quite impossible.
It happened.
She's lying, he said indignantly. I've had just about enough of this.
But Flanker laid a hand on his arm to quieten him.
Carry on, Miss Next.
I did.
Hello, Thursday, Hades said. Acheron, I replied.
He smiled.
Tamworth's blood is getting cold on the concrete upstairs, and it's all your fault. Just give me your gun, and we can finish this all up and go home.
Hades reached out his hand, and I felt a strong impulse to give him my weapon, but I had turned him down before when he was using more persuasive methods, when I was a student and he was a lecturer. Perhaps Tamworth knew I was strong enough to resist him. Perhaps this was another reason he wanted me on his team. I don't know. Hades realized this, and said instead in a genial manner,
It's been a long time. 15 years, isn't it?
Summer of 69, I replied grimly. I had little time for his games.
69? He asked, having thought about it for a moment. 16 years, then. I seem to remember we were quite chummy.
You were a brilliant teacher, Acheron. I've not met an intellect to compare with yours. Why all this?
I could say the same about you, returned Acheron with a smile. You were the only student of mine whom I could ever describe as brilliant. Yet here you are working as a glorified plod, a literatech, a lackey for the network. What brought you to SO5?
Fate. There was a pause. Acheron smiled.
I always liked you, Thursday. You turned me down, and as we all know, there is nothing more seductive than resistance. I often wondered what I'd do if we met again. My star pupil, my protégé. We were nearly lovers.
I was never your protégé, Hades.
He smiled again. Have you ever wanted a new car? He asked me quite suddenly. I did, of course, and said so. How about a large house? How about 2 large houses, in the country, with grounds, and a Rembrandt?
I saw what he was up to. If you want to buy my compliance, Acheron, you have to choose the right currency.
Acheron's face fell. You are strong, Thursday. Avarice works on most people.
I was angry now. What do you want with the Chuzzlewit manuscript, Acheron? To sell it?
Stealing and selling? How common, he sneered. I'm sorry about your 2 friends. Hollow points make quite a mess, don't they?
We stood there facing one another. It wouldn't be long before SO14 were on the scene. On the ground, I ordered him, or I swear I'll fire.
Hades was suddenly a blur of movement. There was a sharp crack, and I felt something pluck at my upper arm. There was a sensation of warmth, and I realized with a certain detached interest that I had been shot. Good try, Thursday. How about with the other arm?
Without knowing it, I had loosed off a shot in his direction. It was this that he was congratulating me on. I knew that I had 30 seconds at best before the loss of blood started to make me woozy.
I transferred the automatic to my left hand and started to raise it again. Acheron smiled admiringly. He would have continued his brutal game for as long as he could, but the distant wail of police sirens hastened him into action. He shot me once in the chest and left me for dead. The SO1 officials shuffled slightly as I concluded my story. They swapped looks, but I had no interest in whether they believed me or not. Hades had left me for dead, but my time wasn't yet up. The copy of Jane Eyre that Tamworth had given me had saved my life. I had placed it in my breast pocket. Hades' slug had penetrated to the back cover, but had not gone through. Broken ribs, a collapsed lung, and a bruise to die for, but I had survived. It was luck, or fate, or whatever the hell you want to make of it.
"That's it?" asked Flanker.
I nodded. "That's it." It wasn't it, of course. There was a lot more, but none of it was relevant to them. I hadn't told them how Hades had used Filbert Snood's death to grind me down emotionally. That was how he managed to get the first shot in.
"That's about all we need to know, Miss Next. You can return to SO-27 as soon as you're able. I would remind you that you are bound by the confidentiality clause you signed. A misplaced word could have very poor consequences. Is there anything you would like to add yourself?"
I took a deep breath. "I know a lot of this sounds far-fetched, but it is the truth. I am the first witness who has seen what Hades will do to survive. Whoever pursues him in the future must be fully aware of what he's capable of."
Flanker leaned back in his chair. He looked at the man with the twitch, who nodded in return.
"Academic, Miss Next."
"What do you mean?"
"Hades is dead. SO-14 are not complete losers, despite a certain trigger happiness. They pursued him up the M4 that night until he crashed his car by Junction 12. It rolled down an embankment and burst into flames. We didn't want to tell you until we'd heard your evidence."
The news hit me squarely and hard. Revenge had been a prime emotion keeping me together over the past 2 weeks. Without a burning desire to see Hades punished, I might not even have made it at all. Without Acheron, all my testimony would be left unproven. I hadn't expected it all to be believed, but at least I could look forward to being vindicated when others came across him.
"Sorry?" I asked suddenly.
"I said that Hades was dead."
"No, he isn't," I said without thinking.
Flanker supposed that my reaction was the effect of traumatic shock. "It might be difficult to come to terms with, but he is burned almost beyond recognition. We had to identify him by dental records. He still had Snood's pistol with him."
"The Chuzzlewit manuscript?"
"No sign. We think destroyed as well."
I looked down. The whole operation had been a fiasco.
"Miss Next," said Flanker, standing up and laying a hand on my shoulder. "You will be pleased to hear that none of this will be published below SO-8. You can return to your unit without a blemish on your record. There were errors, but none of us have any idea how anything might have turned out given a different set of circumstances. As for us, you won't be seeing us again."
He turned off the cassette recorder, wished me good health, and walked out of the room. The other officers joined him, except for the man with the twitch. He waited until his colleagues were out of earshot, then whispered to me,
"I think your testimony is bullshit, Miss Next. The service can ill afford to lose the likes of Philip Tamworth."
"Thank you."
"What for?"
"For telling me his first name."
The man moved to say something, thought the better of it, and then left. I got up from the table in the impromptu interview room and stared out of the window. It was warm and sunny outside, and the trees swayed gently in the breeze. The world looked as though it had little room for people like Hades. I allowed the thoughts of the night to come back again. The part I hadn't told them was about Snood. Acheron had talked some more that night. He had indicated the tired and worn body of Snood and said,
"Filbert asked me to say he was sorry."
"That's Filbert's father," I corrected him.
"No," he chuckled. "That was Filbert." I looked at Snood again.